Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. And that's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Everybody, you're chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, I want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. I know I am. And as always, I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. Remember, this is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other in the best positive situation. So remember, the platform on being successful is to discover the meaning why you either want to open up your own business or why you want to write that book or why you need that career change. Because, you know, when I talk to my clients, they kind of want to unleash so much information and they're afraid to start their businesses and everything. So remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You have to figure it out, go for your dreams, because this is your reality. So as I continue to brand myself through inspirational media outlets and continue my supporters, I'm hoping you guys take a lot of my information and really work with it. So keep your emails coming, keep them flowing with your different ideas, whatever on your mind. I really, really enjoyed it. Last week on the show, we kind of talked about how to overcome your obstacles and how to design your vision board. And also we discussed how to get obtainable and measurable goals. So today we're going to briefly be talking about more business ideas. I'm going to kind of give you the foundations on how to write your books, because I get a lot of emails of wondering how I wrote all three of my books. So I'm going to kind of give you the foundations, what I did with my visions of my books, and hopefully that'll help you. But before I get to that, I had my ear to the street this weekend with the reality shows and the housewives. MJ, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, MJ. Girl, what did you think about Atlanta Housewives? What did you think about NeNe not letting the girls in?
You know what?
Well, do you think she was mad or what?
I think she was pissed. I mean, come on now. The dinner party was at 9:00. You show up 3 hours later. Okay, you can use the excuse that, you know, you've been late before, but that's just ridiculous.
Why are they always late to events?
I don't know. I guess they have that diva attitude to where I'll get there when I get there. Yeah, whatever.
Girl, and you think Cynthia was mad and she's supposed to be NeNe's girl?
I don't think Cynthia was too mad, because I think she understands, because Cynthia's pretty much on time when she goes places. It's the rest of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I know one thing. You could tell NeNe was very upset. She didn't play. And girl, what do you think about Greg? Greg was coming out there with that little food, giving the candy. That candy was like, you bring me cheese and for me to nibble on, I'm hungry.
She better be lucky she got
that. I know, yeah. Girl, did you hear the rumor about Kyle Jenner and James Smith, Will Smith's son? I was like, when I heard it, I was like, run, Jaden, run. Run away from that. You don't need to be caught up in that Kardashian mess.
Yes. Talk to the ex-husband, okay?
I know, huh? You got Queen Latifah finna get her talk show back going on.
I like the queen. She's very inspiring. I like her a lot. So.
And I like Queen Latifah.
I'll definitely watch it.
Girl. Well, guys, if you like gossip, you need a gossip fix, tune in to me and MJ on Wednesdays at 10, or hit Media Takeout to get caught up on your celebrity dirt or any updates. So, MJ, hit you next week, sonny. Thank you.
All righty.
All right, girl. Today on the show, I'm going to have a young entrepreneur. She does a lot in the community, guys. She started a movement to impact the community. And, again, so without further ado, I want to welcome Miss Camilyn Patrick to the Blog Talk Show.
How you doing,
Camilyn?
Thank you so much.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, yourself.
I'm doing fine, girl.
Thank you
how are
again
you?
For having me. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Girl, yeah, tell my listeners what is Impact and how did you get it started?
Impact is an organization that's designed to mobilize volunteers as well as address community issues and build on community assets. We connect different people with opportunities to serve and build the capacity of organizations to effectively be involved in the community. Basically, we're bridging the gap between community and people. We promote entrepreneurship, we provide leadership and strategic initiatives related to the community and the unity of it as well.
Okay.
And it got started vaguely about a year ago. We had our one-year anniversary during January for our MLK weekend. That was our first event a year ago. And our group as a whole has been volunteering for 5 or 6 years under Sandra Hines.
So
we just decided to make it official. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So do you need any volunteers or ask any volunteers to come out and assist the Impact?
Yes, we're always in need of volunteers. We promote a lot of up-and-coming artists. We promote a lot of businesses in Houston. So we ask, not only are we promoting you, but we are asking you to volunteer some of your time so you can connect with the community that's here to support you as well.
Okay. So give the listeners some other events that you actually done in the community. I know I was a part of one a few weeks ago where y'all had artists, different artists that displayed their paintings, and they had artists that was performing, and that was awesome. I enjoyed myself with that one. So let the listeners know, what else did y'all do in the community? Or y'all have any upcoming events that you want them to help out?
Yes, ma'am. We've done the MLK parade for 2 years in a row. This is our second year. We've done the MLK ritual. We had a fashion show for Feed the Hunger last year. We had so much. We try to have an event every month. And what we do is we highlight a specific cause that people aren't aware of that's actually happening here. Because I know when we did Feed the Children, Feed the Hunger, they didn't know that the Houston rate for hungry children was so high. So we actually started bringing that to the community. They just thought it was overseas, not in my backyard, per se. But as we started highlighting the different things in the community, they got to be a part. So that was very, very, very good. And a lot of them are like that. We had battered spouses. A lot of people didn't know that men get battered as well, and battered is not just physical, but can also be verbal. So we just try to enlighten people as well as help the community in general, because a lot of people are just ignorant because they don't know, because it's not being talked about. So
that's
we try to give knowledge. So if you have knowledge, you can make an intelligent decision. So we just try to enlighten the people.
Okay. Well,
tell
any woman or a young entrepreneur as yourself who kind of want to empower themselves on being successful, if there's any kind of word of wisdom or motivation, what would you tell a person who wants to maybe do something like you're doing?
I would say keep moving forward and put God first. I have a business called KMP Enterprises. I'm a business consultant. I've had that business for 6 years. And God has moved in ways that people don't even understand. Like I would tell anybody, keep moving forward. If you can dream it, you can envision it, you can do it. And I would tell anybody that all you have to do is see a vision. And once you see that vision, God will prepare you to actually propel forward in fulfilling that vision. The word says, have a vision, make a plan, and write it down, and somebody else will run with it. I feel like God has just empowered us to be able to do it with each other's help. And that's a lot where Impact comes in as well, because I've seen a lot of people that needed support system. They needed other people that were doing it. They needed like-minded people. And so what we did, we just took a bunch of different entrepreneurs and we put them together and said, now let's help the community, because what you make happen for one, God will make happen for you. So my thing to tell people is, keep going forward. Help your brother. If you see somebody needs help and you're in that field, or if you know somebody that's in that field, help them out. And once you help somebody else, God will make sure somebody else helps you out. It might not be the same head that you gave that will bless you back, but it is a seed sown that will produce fruit. So I would tell everybody, keep moving forward. There's nothing too big that you can do. There's nothing too little. Aim higher than what you're thinking. You know, and I tell anybody, everything is within their reach. He knows
right.
the length from your elbow to your arm. So he
That's
knows
right.
what your reach can get.
Oh,
so I tell everybody, just keep moving forward.
I love the way you speak, Kamala. You speak so well for your group and your organization. I am so proud of you, of what you're doing for the community. So tell the listeners, how can they get involved with the project, either by donating or if you need somebody just to volunteer, just if you have a website or a phone number. This is the time. Give them information on what you want them to actually do for impact. If you just need anything, what can we do as listeners support you, you know, keep this project going?
Thank you. You can go to our website. It's impactonthemovement.com. You can go to our Facebook page, Impact Act in the Movement. You know, like us. Get involved. I mean, you can get involved by giving us a call at 209-852-6596. We have another event coming out on March 24th. If you'd like to get to meet some of the people within the organization, you can come out and meet March 24th. We're having another art expo. You can go to our website for the directions and the address.
What is this one going to be on the 24th? What is this one going to be?
The 24th, we're going to have another art expo because we want to get a lot of our artists that are in the community, in the Houston community, out and recognized. You know, that's our theme for this month, and it's going to be, the theme of it is actually going to be Battered Spouses Again. This is Impact's month for Battered Spouses March. We're actually going to the community. We go to the shelters, different women shelters. We educate people on that. So that's what we're currently doing this month. So I would tell everybody, get involved. We have speakers that are going to come out. We were blessed to have Erica Lee at our last expo. We had Philip Harper. We had a lot of people that were, they understand the cause. So come out, support. You know, get equipped with some knowledge, something that you can help your fellow friend with. You might not be going through it, but it doesn't mean your next door neighbor or your friend that's very quiet is not going through. So just, I tell people, stay knowledgeable. Always be able to stay at a place where you can be taught.
That's right.
So,
you are saying it. That's right. That is so good. Well, I thank you for calling in the show, giving your insightful information. At the end of my show, I will get some additional information out for you. Again, thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed day, Kamala. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, too, Ms. Cindy. It was a pleasure.
All right, guys. That was Kamala Patrick with Impact, the Movement. Please follow her. Check her Facebook page out. She's having something on March 24th. It's going to be an art expo. It's going to help out battered spouses. Again, I met her. She is very, very, very nice. She is a young entrepreneur that has really made an impact on herself, and she has made a commitment to the community. So, again, guys, please, 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 please support the Impact community. I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, we're going to discuss our home business ideas and tips on writing your books. Stay with me. Hi, guys. I am back. You're here with Cindy at Open Talk 2. Just want to briefly talk about writing a book. I'm going to give you the foundations on how to write your book if you're getting stuck on writing a book. So some like foundations that you actually need to do is kind of work on your title. What are you going to name your book? Well, actually, who are you going to write it for? Are you going to write it for teenagers? Are you going to write it for children? Are you just going to write a story about yourself? What are you going to actually do? So think about what is your target audience for your book? Just give you an idea with me. My inspiration for my books was my daughter. At that time, she was small when I wrote the books. One of my books is Kelsey's Potty Adventure. She was afraid of the toilet, going to the bathroom. So that was one book that inspired me to write about her because she really was afraid of the toilet. Then the second book that I wrote with my inspiration for her was she thought she had a monster in the closet, which was ultimately our cat. So that was another one. And then I just wrote a short novel story that will be published soon. It's about a teenager that has to overcome her obstacles of not having friends in school. So, again, I use my thoughts and stuff for inspirational purposes, so I had something to actually pull from and write down. And that's another thing. When you're writing a book, take a notepad with you. When you think of ideas, just jot them down. So, again, think about who you're going to target your audience to, if it's the kids, teenagers, or adults. After you figure out that, think of a book title. Then test your book to its significance. What do you think the writers fear that the book won't sell? So it has to be a good story. You have to have good potential, and you have to pinpoint a certain target audience. Again, the kids' book would be so much easier and so much pleasurable because, I mean, there's not too many stories that you can actually write for kids, especially like small kids. You just have to get an illustrator to actually do your pictures. And then, again, what are your reasons why you're writing a book? Are you just being creative? Is it you're writing the book because you want to write the book? Are you pulling from television, the radio shows, you know, things like that? And then think about who's going to publish your book. Once you actually have wrote down your thoughts and stuff on your paper, if you bring some notepad with you everywhere you go and you write your inspirational thoughts, once you establish that, think about who's going to publish your book. Are you going to send your manuscript out to different publishers? If you check my website out or email me, I'll send you a few publishers that I actually went through. So it took me a few tries before I actually got published. Or you can just self-publish. And self-publish is not a bad thing because you're still publishing it. You're just going to have to go out and market your business. You can just go out and go do book signings to different, like Barnes & Nobles, or these small support these small independent books. Places too. That's another good thing, and that will be your biggest support, and I guarantee you you'll sell a lot of books. And then after you format your book in chapters or however you're going to do it, front and back, and then after you find your publisher, then publish it. Hopefully that helps a little bit, again, because I've been getting a lot of emails on how I wrote my books, what inspired me. Again, like I told you, my daughter inspired me, so I had something that was really true in my books that I actually physically used. But writing a book is not hard, guys. Just, again, write them in segments, write them in chapters. If it's not a chapter book, just write your thoughts down and just tie them together. And you can find someone to read it. Get a friend or somebody to read it and give you some ideas and stuff that you can take away, add, or whatever you need to do. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some home-based ideas that I came up with to help you start your business. Again, I'll just pull these from the Small Business Opportunity magazine. That is it. This is all I got them from. So here's a few. A business plan writing service. If you're type of person that enjoys math or you're good with numbers and you can write a business plan for someone, especially a lot of people have problems with that part of the business plan. The mission and your goals of your business is not a hard thing to do. But if you're going to do it for someone, once they give you all that information, the math part comes in is when you zone in a target audience or if you categorize it a certain goal or something like that. So a business plan writing service is a good one. a copywriting person, you know, but you can open up your own. So if you want to help someone copyright their materials, if you have a slogan, you have a word, you have, like you have these celebrities that say a certain thing on these reality shows and they brand it by putting it on the shirts and people buying them. So copywriting or a dining guide person. Again, all these are internet web-based businesses. You can do a dining guide if so people can just check out what restaurants are hot in the area, casual restaurants, formal, certain things like that. You can write reviews on them. You can actually go out and eat at these restaurants and write something about them and publish it on your website. And then when people want to go out, they can check your website out and check and see what's a good restaurant, who's five-star, who's one-star, you know, same as a hotel guide. You can do a do-it-yourself guide. If you are crafty, again, if you're a crafty person or if you just know how to do a certain thing, put together a website and do a do-it-yourself guide. E-books. Again, this is web-based. The books are basically that you can either use from your own college, like if you went to college years ago and you want to get rid of old books, you can do that or go around to different little shops and buy books and put them on your website. E-books. Again, I did mine through Amazon. When I one of my associate classes, I got rid of all my books, and I know I made at least about $700 to $800, and it was through Amazon. You just set up an account with them, and you basically upload your books on there. So you don't have to do anything but just let your website make your money. And you, but you do have to pay Amazon a small fee. It's $39.99 a month, but they do the first 30 days for free. So remember that one, e-books. If you want to do an online flower store, that's something different. I've never challenged that one, but that's something different, but a flower store. A party planning business or a supply party planner supply company. With this one, again, it's online, web-based. You can order your materials probably from some different wholesalers. Establish some type of relationship with someone that you can buy this stuff. For here in Houston, you can go to Arnie's. They have another party supply place. Arnie's is the biggest one. They've been around for years. Get with them. Upload your information on there and just sell it. Or event planner. People don't have time to do parties. They don't have time to plan them. They don't have time to plan reunions. They don't have time to do just all kind of kids' parties. They don't have time to do planning. So they hire people to actually do the planning. Again, establish relationship with these bakeries, with people that you're going to rent chairs and tables. Take the load off these parents' hands when they're trying to plan a party for their child, especially if the baby is one. They're coming up to be 1 year old, and they're stressed out not knowing what to do for a one-year-old. So, again, a party planner is a good one as well. And the last but not least, I have a market research person. Find some companies that want to market their product. They want to see what the community, see if their product is a good thing. So marketing researcher. With any business, you always want to research the business first. See what's in demand. After you see what's in demand, then you can kind of pull from that. Again, you got to have the passion of starting your business and wanting to do a certain thing with your business. If you don't have the passion for a certain thing that you're going to do for your business, then it won't be successful. So remember with the ins and outs with any business, after you get your EIN number, remember that's from the IRS, that's doing business as. Try to get you a nice name for your business. Make your name of your business mean something. Once you do those few little steps, then think about what type of business you're going to do. If it's, you know, if you're going to run a business on your own, if you're going to get someone else to run your business. And also remember, guys, Score Houston has so many ideas and so much information, free resources, business counseling, startup guides, startup kits to let you know where you can get your funding from, if it's a grant or if it's a personal loan. And on that note, I want to just quickly say that in a few months, hopefully in April, hopefully, that I will have another upcoming event. I've had one scheduled in February, but I didn't have a lot of people that signed up. So my upcoming event that I want to do, I'm going to have Chase Bank to come in, And they're going to tell you how to get a loan and how to build your credit. Also, I'm going to have TXU Energy there. They're going to show you how to cut your utility cost. And I'm also going to talk with Ameritrade to see if they would come in and kind of help you plan for retirement and investments and estate planning. Then also, me and a colleague, we're going to do a Dress for Success program where we're going to help different people who have not been in the work industry in a while, and they need to get updated on maybe computer skills, or they need to get interviewing skills, or learn how to dress. And we're going to have people to donate different suits and dresses and shoes to help these people get back in the work atmosphere, or if you want to just change your career, help you fill out certain applications or FAFSA information. Again, and I probably can get Impact to come in to help us with a lot of different things, because like I said, she's a young entrepreneur. She spoke very well, and I know she can get a lot of things done. So, again, think about that, guys. This will be to be announced, and once we all just sit down and put this together, we may can even collaborate and do a springtime tea party. Again, this would be a good conversation for different women to network with each other, pass out business cards, tell other business people how their business got successful, how they got started, what are they doing to keep it up and running and successful. So, again, Chase Bank is going to come in. I already got them committed. Again, they're going to help you get a loan and show you how to build your credit. I committed already TXU Energy. They're going to show you how to cut your utility costs, and I'm waiting on Ameritrade to let me know if they can come so they can show you how to plan for retirement, investments, and estate planning. So, guys, keep that in mind for me. I will keep you updated. Check my website or email me, and I can kind of just get you going with that. Again, with those few little business ideas I gave you, if I said them too fast or if you don't have any knowledge of those, just email me and I'll shoot an email back to you with that information I just gave you. Want to share an email with you real quick. It comes from Sherry Williams. She emailed me and she wanted me to know that she does love this show and she listens to it every Wednesday. Thank you, Sherry, for that, for listening, and I'm glad you enjoy the show. But she wanted me to know, she wanted to ask me, how can she obtain a grant for her business? She wants to open up a coffee shop. Well, Sherry, if you are listening, hopefully you are, again, SCORE Houston is the place to go, or the Small Business Administration. With any grant, it's difficult to have and to get because you're going to have to show, you're going to have everything done. You have to have your location done. I mean, find out exactly where you're going to have it, have pretty much everything in place. So you're going to probably need a little capital, a little revenue to actually already start the business. And then from there, you can possibly get a grant, but a grant takes anywhere from 3 months to a year. So, again, SCORE Houston, check them out. They're right here, local here in Houston. SCORE Houston will give you any information that you need on grant funding. They have counseling and all that. So, again, Sherry, thank you for that email. I hope that helped a little bit. I'll email you again. I want to share some current events with you guys. Again, SCORE Houston. They're having How to Start Your Business on March the 9th, 2013. It's going to be at 8:30. The Houston Power Women Football are going to have a golf tournament on the 9th at 9 a.m., and it's going to be on Canino Road. Check their website out for more information at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. And on March the 24th, Impact is going to have something dealing with spouse abuse. If you have been in a relationship that you have been battered or just verbally abused, check their website out. Go to her Facebook. It's Impact for the Movement. And, again, it's going to be March 24th, and you can get more information where it's going to be in the actual time since I don't have that. I want to take the time to thank my sponsors, my Houston Power guys. I love my Houston Power Football, www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. I have Picture It Photography. You can email him at pictureitphotography@yahoo.com. Check him out on Facebook. His name is Nicholas Prevost at Facebook. Check him out there. Advertise, guys, with me here at Open Talk 2. If you want to expand your business, get your business name more out there, so my listeners can hear. Advertise with me, opentalk2@yahoo.com. Follow me on Twitter. Please like me at Facebook. And I will be back on next week, March the 13th, and we're going to be discussing more business opportunities. But before I go, I want to leave you with a thought. The Lord reminded me how brief my time here on earth will be. And he reminded me that my days are numbered and that my life is fleeing away. That's Psalms 39:4. And I'm am here on earth just for a little while. Again, that's Psalms 119:19. So my point that I want to ponder is the world is not my home. And the verse I want you to remember is, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And the question that, guys, I want you to think about all day is, how should the fact that life on earth is just a temporary assignment change the way I am living right now? So think about that, guys. Again, if I said everything moves too fast, just shoot me an email again at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Any ideas, anything you want me to go over, again, opentalk2@yahoo.com. I'm open to any ideas. You want to be interviewed, you want to get your business out there, you want to tell the community what you're doing, how successful you are, or how you got started with your business, just shoot me an email. We'll sit down, we'll talk, I'll put you on the show. You can expand your business if you want to advertise with me on my website. Hope you guys have an awesome day. Have an awesome week. Again, I will be back next week, March the 13th at 10 a.m. God bless.